All right. This is Comrade Pitt, Peter Kamau Okuria. As most of you may know, I had been previously confined in Red Onion Prison in the Appalachia region for 10 years. 8 of those years were spent in solitary confinement, and as of April 2022, I was transferred to the state of Maryland. During those years at Red Onion, prison visits from loved ones was virtually impossible due to the distance, a 16-hour round trip from where my family resided. Phone calls, given the distance, were pretty costly. As a result, it kind of infringed upon the vital family and community ties. But one thing I have learned is that no matter how much draconian and barbaric conditions can get, never knowing when the torment would end, hope is never lost. I recall the years I was unable to connect with my family and loved ones, held in constant isolation. Hope came to me through the radio waves. My family, fiance, comrades, friends, and loved ones would call this radio station in Whitesburg, Turkey, called WMMT, and send me messages. It has a program called Calls from Home, which is dedicated to incarcerated people in the Appalachian region. It airs every Monday from 7 to 10 p.m. For nearly 3 decades, they have dedicated themselves to ensuring that prisoners have some kind of connection with their loved ones and community. Personally, I cannot begin to express how it felt hearing a message specifically from you, from your loved ones on radio. Even though you are held in incommunicado by prison crests, WMMT ensured their family never broken. The DJs will volunteer even on holidays to make sure prisoners will feel their love and reminder that they are not forgotten. But they didn't just pass the messages, they also passed vital information to prisoners and also exposed the conditions and treatment the prisoners were subjected to. All of this was at no cost to either the prisoners or their loved ones. Even though I'm no longer at Red Onion Prison, the impact WMMT program Calls from Home has had on me is indelible. At every twist and turn, the radio station and the DJ supported us, and now the least I can do is reciprocate their support. As most of you know, Kentucky has been hard hit with a lot of rain. Massive flooding. People lost their homes and many lost their lives. WMMT radio station has had to stop its weekly Calls from Home program due to flooding, which damaged their equipment. I know for a fact prisoners in the Appalachian region miss listening to the Calls from Home. My plea to anyone listening is to please donate whatever you possibly can in order to replace the damaged equipment. I not only ask that you solely donate to the radio station, but I also ask that you donate to the communities that were affected. My fellow comrade and DJ host of the Calls from Home, DJ Sly Ride, will now pass on the links to where people can donate.
Comrade Pitt, thank you so much for your words of support and solidarity. It means everything to us and to helping us share this information with all our comrades out there in this time of need where we need your help. You can go to www.appleshop.org, and it's spelled appleshop.org, and there's a link right at the top where you can find all directions for places, networks to donate to, the best mutual aid organizations in the region that are very trusted in delivering direct support to people in the community. And so please, yes, it's appleshop.org. And Pittman, I was right, I was just over there today helping with the flood relief, and the whole radio station was underwater. It was unbelievable. So we're going to be off air for until we can get our equipment back up and running, but it's a long road ahead. The floodwaters broke the window of the radio station, and the board was covered in mud. There were headphones on the floor. Just water had rushed through the entire station. There were just boxes and boxes of CDs in the hallway soaked in water. So it was...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that, you know, no matter where you're from, I think at the end of the day, it's very important that we support each other in our time of need, because the more we support each other, the more our solidarity becomes, and the more united we also become. And I think that it has to begin somewhere. And oftentimes, a lot of people tend to you know, show empathy and compassion to other people when they see, you know, the devastation that other people are being subjected to or had just went through. Because, you know, as you would imagine, and, you know, as anybody would imagine, you know, to just wake up one day and everything you literally own, everything you value is pretty much gone in just an instant.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, material stuff definitely can't be replaced, you know, but there have been, you know, others who have lost their lives. And that's something that, you know, cannot be replaced. You know, but I definitely ask that, you know, we support, you know, the entire communities that have been affected.
And
everyone that has been affected. And I definitely appreciate everyone for their time. And, yeah, let's definitely stand behind everyone. And, you know, you never know when it will come to your back door.
That's right.
So support others while you can.
That's right. And also, Pitt, you know, like from an abolitionist perspective, you know, the... they had to evacuate the Letcher County Jail. There were hundreds of people inside, and the floodwaters didn't reach the jail, but they got within feet of it. And I don't even know what kind of information the people inside had access to, but they didn't start evacuating people until like 12 hours after the high water mark, and they started bringing women out in the middle of the night on Friday at 1 a.m. and sent them to the other side of Kentucky. And now all court dates have been postponed, and it's just yet another reminder with these climate catastrophes with floods and fires that cages are just a death trap in this moment in time. And we need to abolish every single one, because it's terrifying to think of what it must have been like for folks right in the middle of it in the Letcher County Jail.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I completely understand your position. You know, definitely as an abolitionist, I completely get your position. And, you know, as a revolutionary myself, I definitely, you know, basically share the same perspective in terms of, you know, this is all political, this is all connected. And you know, at the end of the day, our solidarity is what will get us past this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most certainly, you know, politicians, you know, have proven themselves utterly incapable
mm-hmm.
of, you know, fixing something that they can, you know, fix. But obviously, you know, replacing someone's life, that's something you just simply cannot fix.
Right.
But in terms of, you know, helping the people who are affected,
mm-hmm.
That's something that, you know, they tend to drag their feet when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Thank you so much, Pitt, for inviting me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I thank you for also taking the time to help me pass this message out. And I ask that anyone listening to also, yeah, convey these words to others. You know, so, you know, so we can help, you know, whoever can be helped. And obviously a lot of people need help. And I think from what I heard on the news, maybe it was about 7 counties in total that were affected. I think as of today, it was about 37 people who died, based on the information that I was able to gather today. You know, so yeah, a lot of work is definitely needed, but I think that, you know, as long as we throw our support behind everyone that was affected, we will definitely come through this.
Thank you for coming to our support in this time of need. It means everything.
Absolutely. And just as I was previously saying about, you know, how, you know, I found my hope through the radio waves, hope can come in so many different ways, shapes, and forms. You know, so let's do whatever we possibly can to help others.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Pitt.
Absolutely, absolutely. As always, all power to the people. And this is Comrade Pitt. Instagram at PittPanther_art. And I also ask that you check out the WMMT.org radio and check out, you know, the calls from home section so you can see precisely what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's definitely a special program, and I ask that we all support it. And that is my words. Thank you all for your time.